Okay, reading from the Brihadbhagavatamrita, chapter 5, text 120. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yastishtan bhojanakrida. Kautuka Vatsare Hare Mahaprasadam Uchishtam Labhate Nityamekala. Uddhava stays alone with Krishna when the Lord playfully enjoys his meals, so he is the only person who can always obtain the Lord's Mahaprasad remnants. Omigana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmalatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siadvaita Gadadhar Sivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So happy Gaur Purnima. I think, I don't know, a certain, let me just look at the numbers of people here for a second. Quite a few. Probably even more than half of the people I will see today. So it's Gaur Purnima, so I don't want to give the same lecture twice to the same people, but I'm sure there'll be different realizations. This is Brihadbhagavatamrita, so maybe I can discuss Brihadbhagavatamrita in terms of Lord Chaitanya, because at the very beginning, it explains his. I know what I'll do. I'll speak generally about Lord Chaitanya, and then discuss the 20th chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita as the Sukshastika of prayers, which is very, very interesting, because Lord Chaitanya at the end of his life, feeling somewhat of an attainment. There's two perspectives that one can see from. One is from the heart and one is from the head. And a Uttama Adhikari can go between both perceptions, just like Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes he was in that consciousness of Uttama Adhikari. He's always on that platform. But in the consciousness of Uttama Adhikari, not just Uttama Adhikari, Mahabhagavat, to be more specifically, but Uttama Adhikari, yes, he and that feeling of purity of heart and self-realization and seeing yourself in relationship to God, rather the egotistical conception where you see yourself in the center and you see God as an object, rather than seeing yourself as an object for God's service. So that shift in consciousness, in a pure heart, it creates utter humility called dānya. And you begin to see through that lens to see that everyone is serving Krishna better than yourself. You're seeing through, there's different ways where you can actually perceive the world. And we all have different ways of approaching it. Just on the material platform, we can see the world by our instincts. You can think about that, a hunch. A lot of people go by a hunch. We can see it by our emotions, or we can see it by our intellect. And different people and different psychologies tend to make the initial, they may be intellectual, but they make the judgment first of how what their gut feeling is, or what their emotional feeling is, or their intellectual feeling. So there's different ways to see through different lenses of your instincts, your emotions, or your intellect. But on that highest platform of such feeling for God and so much seeing the world through God's authority out of love, you can see authority out of love in terms of, I love this person so much. What do they want? And in that sense, you give up, in one sense, your agency. That becomes the agent for your actions. As one great Acharya said, you become captured at that platform. But for practical dealings, especially if you have the service to God, if you have the service to God to preach, then you have to make distinctions intellectually. So we see with Prabhupada, he was in both consciousness, both types of consciousness. Everyone is serving Krishna better than myself. And then looking at his disciples, and they kept on paying the obeisances the wrong way. And Prabhupada, I think he turned to some God brother was there or something. He said, trying to train them is like trying to wash coal. So Lord Chaitanya is in the consciousness. He's feeling something strongly, but he analyzes it. And he looks at his mission and sees there was some type of attainment. And he attributes that attainment with great feeling. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva. He with great feeling. With great feeling. It's the holy name. It's the holy name. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedisaha. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the teachings of Karabajana Muni, one of the Novayagendras, these nine sages mentioned the 11th canto. He predicts the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Varnam. Varnam means many things. It means the color or category, Varnashram. Varnashram. So he is of the Krishna Varnam. He's of the category of Krishna. Varna also means Varnayati. Repeating Krishna. He's of the category of Krishna who repeats Krishna. Krishnavana Twisha Krishnam. But Twisha, Namo Maha Badanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gora Twisha Namaha. Gora Shisha. The color is golden. So it says, Krishnavana Twisha Krishnam. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam. Wait, Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam. Is it? Krishna Varnam. Just give me a second. I really want to look up that verse for just a second. Take me a second. Oh, okay. I got it. Krishnavanam Tusha Krishnam, but his color is Akrishnam. It's not Krishnam. Krishna also means black. So Krishnavanam, he's the category of Krishna, but he doesn't have the color of Krishna. Sangho Pangas Deparshadam, Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayer. And he recommends the Yagya of Sankirtan, complete kirtan, which means two things. It means in congregation and it means in purity. Purity, special kirtan. That's done for devotion. Yajantihi Sumedhasaha, and those who are extremely intelligent, they take to this Sankirtan process. So he's looking back and his mission. His mission is our mission. Actually, his experience is our experience. What's his mission? Our mission is what? Taste and distribute. And reflecting on Prabhupada, the Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Namo Mahabhadanyaya. He's the most munificent, the most merciful. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving Krishna Prema. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Shishe Namaha, and he's golden. So this is the Purnima, and it was a lunar eclipse. Technically speaking, an eclipse is supposed to be inauspicious when you are in India. You don't feel it here, but when you're in India and there's an eclipse, you lock yourself in the room. The temples are closed. There's no cooking done at that time. I think I've told you. It's a really amazing experience. And to counteract the effect, you can stay in the water chanting the holy names. And I did that once. It was so beautiful during the eclipse. So many people went down to the Jamuna when the Jamuna was very clean. And we sat in the Jamuna and just chanted the holy name. So at the same time, it's auspicious in that sense. Just like Kali Yuga, it's negative, but it's auspicious. Devotion in the form of kirtan is unlimitedly merciful to those devoid of a sense of false prestige. And therefore, to get the mercy of kirtan, even the demigods want to take birth in Kali Yuga, where the material nature is actually brutal. Oh, It's brutal. It's just God's voice screaming at us, speaking loudly, I should say. I read something very, very beautiful in the Bhagavatam this morning. I told you I have a new program and I really like it. The first thing I do when I get up, the impetus to get out of bed, there's always a little impetus to get out of bed, is today I will please Srila Prabhupada. And then I pay my obeisances. And then the first thing I do is chant for an hour and a half and then read the Bhagavatam. And I was reading Gajendra Moksha, really inspirational prayers from Gajendra in the crocodile, but it's where we are, are in that grip of material existence. And Prabhupada made this point. He said, Krishna is always thinking of how to deliver us. And I like this. When we pray, and even when we don't pray, that's the material world. Everything that comes to us is for us. It's Krishna trying to deliver us, trying to liberate us from this dukkhalayam of ashashvatam, from this suffering and miserable world. And this is the process given by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ajanu Lambito Bujo Kanikavitaro Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Yugadharmo Vishvambaro Yugadharmo. I chant this every morning, so I just got to calm down and just do it naturally. Ajanolambito bujo kanikavitaro sankirtanaika pitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro dvijaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karanavatairo sankirtanaika pitaro. He's the father of sankirtan. So therefore, to please the father, you serve their son. So our mission is to serve Sankirtan, chanting the holy name. It's really Taramadye Sarvashreshte Nama Sankirtan Nira Aparade Poya Paya Premadan. There are nine practices of devotional service. Chanting the holy name is the best. If one can do it without offense, then one can get love of God. And that's what I meditate when I'm chanting the holy name. This is the process. Just do it and dedicate yourself to it. Give your time to it. This is the process to get Krishna prema, prema pumartha mahan. The greatest goal in life is prema, is love. What can else be the greatest goal in life? Because that's the greatest happiness. And it's Krishna's love. And that's what Lord Chaitanya came to give. Speaking of Briya Bhagavatamrita, I'm always quoting that verse. Anarpita charim charat, never before given, charim charat. For a very, very long time. And Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karunaya Vatirnakalo, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Samarpiyutam Unato Jvalam Rasam. This brilliant rasa, mellow juice. Mellow is like juice, the nectar Swabhakti, his own bhakti. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna coming to experience his own form and taste his ecstatic love. And not only taste that ecstatic love, but give that ecstatic love. So I think, Gaur Purnima is really a time to refocus and not forget the goal, despite all the difficulties, all the troubles, all the challenges we have in Kali Yuga, everyone, including myself. We're not the controllers, so we have certain ideas. We want the world to be certain ways, but it's not moving the way we want. And our attachments are being crushed. But it's all to just make us step back and realize the jewel, the real jewel that came to us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is given by Lord Chaitanya, which is the process to realize this. It's all mercy. We're not qualified. But God has to see our effort. He'll see our effort when we try sincerely, according to whatever circumstance we have, to give our life to God, which is also inclusive of our duties, which is also inclusive of taking care of ourselves, taking what we need to keep the body and soul together, but not forgetting, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Really mercy. I always remember, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the level of absorption, because the efficacy of a yogic process is the degree it facilitates your absorption in the object of meditation. And absorption in the object of meditation quells the mind, brings clarity of consciousness, and allows you to see the truth. And I never forget, I mean, maybe 20, 30 years ago, I took a party of devotees to this kirtan in this one city of 900,000 people that used to be the kingdom of King Drupada. It's where Draupadi had her Swayamvar. I don't want to repeat it again. I think I described it in my Kirtan Sutras in the essay Yoga Made Easy by Music, how Kirtan works. But with Bibi Govinda Swami and Radhacharan, who's also there. Some of you know him, but and some African American kirtaniers and some Bengali kirtaniers, and just the absorption in kirtan and the ability to absorb us, even though we're not yogis, by the power of the name which we have a relationship with, accompanied by the rag and tal, which invokes the emotions and makes us absorb even more. So these are all the gifts. And I think on days like this, we should meditate on Lord Chaitanya with the utmost gratefulness. In this crazy world, we have one hope and one sanity, which is an eternal existence in relationship to God. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So all the gifts, And this should be our thanksgiving, actually. All the gifts that Lord Chaitanya gave. Nama Shreshtam, the holy name. Nam, through Prabhupada, through Parampara, but starting with Lord Chaitanya. Nama Shreshtam, Manumapi, Sachi Putram. He's given us himself. Atra sarupam, rupam, tasyagajam, uruparim, matara ghostavatim, radha kundam, girivaramaho, radhika madhavasam, prapto yasya pratitakripya tam natosni. All these gifts. Wow. Lord, what's that song? Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising, and it ain't surprising that there's dancing in the streets, telling everyone we meet. This song written long. So, yeah, the wonderful stories of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, wonderful. So today I will speak from the 20th chapter. Maybe someone could tape it and we could make it available. I know Sri Rupa came up with the idea of a WhatsApp group. I'm really technologically challenged, but we can do things like that, put tapes like that on that type of tapes like that on that type of WhatsApp group. So if you want to get on that WhatsApp group, I still haven't figured out the technology, but I know, for example, we're having a retreat in Pumpkin Hollow, organized by Elizabeth and Hari Kirtan. Myself, Jai Jagannath, will be there. And I put out a notice, but not everybody seems to have gotten it. So when Sri Rupa mentioned that to me, I understood that email is just not the best form of communication anymore. So we'll do that with that WhatsApp group. Yeah, so those things mentioned. Let me finish a little bit with the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is, I'm finally getting to the section where I really want to discuss, because it's this progression. And we see this beautiful bhakti, this anya bilashita shunyam, where people are selfless. They have this universal love. They love God. They want to serve everyone. They have no motive. So beautiful when a person has a seva bhav. Isn't it the most beautiful thing when you see those people who just want to serve? The opposite of selfishness is service, and it's a reflection of the soul. Yeah. So we're seeing, and this mood of love, it has so many varieties. And we're seeing that in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There's different flavors. Prabhupada gave that, you know, variety is the spice of life, Prabhupada said. And he gave the example, I repeated it before, but if you have milk and you have sugar, well, that's nice to get a hot glass of milk, but with that milk and sugar, just those two ingredients, all the incredible sweets that can be made, from misty dahi to sandesh to kheer to rubbery to peta. Um, all the beautiful sweets that can be made. Shrikant. Yeah. So the varieties of love. And God enjoys those varieties of love, and therefore on one sense, they're on the same absolute platform. You can't compare like romantic love to a mother's love that's perfect. I mean, you can't distinguish really one is better than the other in sense, but in another sense, there's a certain in intimacy, there's more freedom. So the more intimate the love is, the more forceful you can become because it's not checked by anything. So it's not checked. So Prabhupada said like freedom and forceful. And then you get to what's called Braja Bhakti from the Ragatmika associates of Krishna, whose love is just completely forceful and open. So we had this progression of love, and we're soon going to get into Breja because we'll be in Dwarka, but we'll hear the descriptions of the three people in Dwarka that are connected. Well, there's actually four, but there's the three people we'll be discussing soon. Will be Balaram is in Dwarka, Rohini, his mother, is in Dwarka, but is in Braj and Uddhava. So, in this progression of love, and it's again, because in that consciousness of love, you don't have this false ego which centers the consciousness around you. So you don't have this abhimana or self-conception. And the self-conception of greatness is antithetical to love. So one just doesn't identify with when someone says, you're great, you're this. No. Just like some people, I remember Prabhupada told Prabhupada, you're the greatest devotee. Prabhupada said, no. Devotee is not ordinary thing. It's hard for us to conceive, but this is what the pure platform is. Either in your vision, your intellect, or your feelings, you don't want to be put in the center. So the natural, and you deflect it because you see everyone serving Krishna. So we had Prahlad, who has an appreciation for God, pointing to Hanuman, who has a service mood to God, the Pandavas, who have a more intimate relationship with Krishna, pointing to the Yadavas, who are with Krishna. So the Pandavas say, no, Krishna's in Dwarka, they're fortunate. And then the Yadav is pointing to Uddhava. Because even though he's in Dwarka, he sometimes leaves, and Uddhava is his courier in Sanskrit, Parishad, the intimate friend and servant. So now, the Yadavas are just glorifying Uddhava, which is going to completely inspire Narada that I have to go see him. So Uddhava has this really intimate relationship where he's the advisor and he's a disciple and he's a servant and he's the minister. An extremely dear friend. He's so special, Uddhava. He has the mood of service, but it's his ability to serve on such a level. He's Bodhisattva. He's the most intelligent person. And he's a dear, he's like dear to Krishna, and he's an advisor, and he's very learned because he's a disciple of Brihaspati. So they're just saying, no, the people, Uddhava, he's just like, and because of that, they say when he leaves us, it gives us distress that we won't see him again, and the pain, we're in so much pain because Krishna leaves. If there's a love, why shouldn't there be pain and separation, even for a short while? Even cursing Lord Brahma for creating eyelids that blink, you cannot see Krishna. Even the cowherd boys in the forest, when they see Krishna in the distance, and even for a moment when they can't see him, when he's moving in the forest and he's temporarily hidden by a tree, oh Krishna. Hey Radhe Vrajadevake Chilalite, hey Nandasuno, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So there's so much separation and mood. But Uddhava is by his side and he's residing with him. And he sends him on special missions. And we discussed this before. One of the anubhavs, one of the emotional actions that increase relationship in the mood of servitorship, is waiting for the order, waiting for that service and getting that service, treasuring that service. If you really have regard for someone in some form of reverence, to get some service, get some service. And just even to be allowed to sit outside the door and wait for that service. So this is what a servant really relishes. His hands are folded. These hands are for your service. I'm waiting for your service. Give me some service. And it's such an emotional excitement, emotional excitement, waiting for the service and getting the service. And because in Dwarka they have that mood is mostly there, Krishna, and they're saying, Uddhava, he's got that service. He's waiting for that service. And he stays alone with Krishna. And then when Krishna, Bhojana Krida, when he enjoys his meals, relishing the love manifests, that's what cooking is. Cooking is taking the emotions of love and making a concrete offering of it so someone can experience your love sensually. They see something you made for them out of love. They taste it. So this prasadam that Krishna is relishing, he's just relishing. This is the love of my devotees. This is another type of love of my devotees. And the colors are invoking the devotion of his devotees and the texture of the food and the fragrance of the food. What to speak of the taste of the food? But who's there watching this? Uddhava, he's watching Krishna relishing. And that's in a higher experience. The emotional experience is higher than the sensual experience. He's relishing it. Krishna's taking the food. All the Bajabakatavatsala Si Gohari. Si Gohari, so he goes to Bihari. Nandaya Somata Chittahari. And then that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a song, Bhoga Artik, where all the preparations that are offered to Krishna. And traditionally, I have so many things on my bucket list. I have to become more disciplined. But to offer bhoga at noontime and sing that song, that's what they do in the Gaudiya Math. They sing that song sometimes. Oh, you're so mati nandana. And Krishna enjoying it. It mentions all the different varieties of food cooked so finely, and Krishna relishing it, not just gorging himself, but taking and tasting, the love of this devotee, or the love of my devotees. And then, Ekala Nityam, the Uchishtam, the remnants, Labhate, he obtains Nityam always. Ekala, he's the only person that gets those remnants. So then he begins to experience how Krishna has, because Jiva Goswami defines happiness in love. Happiness in love is the happiness of another. So then and they're saying he's watching Krishna taste the love of his devotees, and then he tastes the pleasure of Krishna tasting the love of the devotees. And he's eating all these remnants and enjoying so much. Padaravinda dvandvam ya prabho savahayam muda tato nidra sukavishta sete shvanke nidaya. With great pleasure, Uddhava massages his master's lotus feet and then happily falls asleep with the Lord's feet on his lap. He falls asleep because I know devotees. I know one devotee. He sleeps when he sleeps. He just always wants to serve. So sometimes he conks out. Not recommended. I hope I make it up today because I've been up since 11 o'clock. I guess it's jet lag. I didn't fall asleep during the day, but about 5:30 or 6 o'clock, I was writing my Monday morning greetings. And then I woke up and I saw a whole page of like X's or something. I just pressed one note and fell asleep. So I hope I don't fall asleep in today's program. Maybe I'll take a nap beforehand. So Uddhava, and when he goes out for confidential pleasures, Uddhava goes with him. And when Uddhava serves as the Lord's minister in this assembly hall, his precious gems of advice and his flood of witty and charming comments earn abundant praise from Sihari. They also delight all of us and fill our desires. So you give to Krishna in devotion, and he enjoys whatever you give. And everyone can do something, even the most humble service. The greatest devotee in the Krishna Balaram Mandir recognized was Vibhu Chaitanya, who is the cook, Bengali devotee, elderly, amazing. He cook everything for the and when he couldn't do that anymore, he handed out the Charanamrita. And he got a little refrigerator and he made little cups and he would give cold charanamrita to some senior Vaishnavas. And hand, not a drop, he would hold your hand, not a drop should spill. And he sat there with such devotion. And then when he got so sick, he couldn't even leave his room. His bed was next to a shelf and he had pictures of Radha Shyam Sundar. And the devotees would give him all the maha garlands, and somehow he was still able to decorate. It can't be broken. You can offer anything. You can offer your consciousness. You can offer your acceptance of your plight in life as God's mercy. But here, he had Maha Mantra, money bee, gems of Maha advice, of great advice. They couldn't believe how intelligent, because he was Bodhisattva. He had the extreme intelligence used in Krishna's service. And Vachitra Narma, a guy, by floods of Narma, the chitra of clever comments. And everyone praised him and Krishna enjoyed him. Okay. I think I'll stop now. If Jamunajaya is still there, you could start it off. And then if anybody else has a comment, they could also.
Hey, Krishna Raj, well, you are on fire today.
Well, when you wake up at 11 o'clock, I've already been up for 10 hours.
10 hours.
What do you do
So,
early in the morning? So there was chanting and writing and reading Bhagavatam. Yeah, okay.
so many nice points, so many nice points. But I think, just because it's Gaur Purnima, I'm going to hold in my meditation what you said today, that today's our Thanksgiving. And I remember on Nityananda appearance day, I sort of, like when I was riding my bike, I sort of thought of all the ways that I've received mercy since Nityananda is known for mercy. And so today I'll use it as Thanksgiving, all the things that Lord Chaitanya has brought into my life. It's a really good
Ananda
meditation.
Karuna Koro.
Dina hina jane
Namaste
nasama
Maha
patita prabhu.
Prabhu. Yeah, okay, great. Well,
Beautiful. Thank you,
enjoy
Maharaj.
there at the Bhakti Center. That's really, they must have a wonderful festival. They
Yeah,
have.
they'll have one tonight. And I put one picture in our new WhatsApp group of the flower festival I had last night. Boy, it like from Thursday until the last minute, the place was buzzing and the deities looked so beautiful. And so that'll continue on today.
They had a flower festival when? Last night?
Last night, yeah. It's the second, they had one last year and they had one this year. And it was just really sort
Who
of
led the
Thursday on, everybody.
kirtans?
Let's see, Premananjali. I don't know if you know her. Premananjali, Dayal Gauranga did for a while. I wasn't able to stay for all of it. They were the ones that were leading when I was there.
Okay, great.
This is wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you, Rogers.
Anybody else like this ask a question
Hare
or
Krishna, Guru.
make a comment?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Can you
You
hear me?
have very bad reception, yeah, always.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to share that one phrase of yours touched my heart today, that our mission is to taste and to distribute.
Okay, so we'll do that today. We'll taste prasadam and we'll distribute prasadam. Okay, thank you, Jai Sri Radhe.
Krishna.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare
Yeah.
Krishna Maharaj, Bhakti
Ready?
Devi.
Bhakti Devi. Yes. Hello.
Thank you. I needed to hear all of those reminders about not being the controller, and to also be thankful for the mercy that I've received my entire life. Things have not been going as planned this year, so far. So I'm sorry, I will not see you today. I'm homesick. My husband and I have been having a tough time with it, actually, and we're going to go to urgent care today. But
Really?
It's a story. I'll tell you about it later.
If you have time, maybe tomorrow evening or something, we can chat. We haven't touched.
Okay. Yes, I'd love to have a chat with you. So I'm sorry I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss everything.
Maybe so, about 5 o'clock. You're in Brooklyn or upstate now?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so well, thank you. Thanks for those reminders.
Prayers for everybody to get better without the details. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Hamala Tarada.
Shoki Short.
That's an honor.
It's a very interesting.
What happened with the image?
I'm doing something.
I don't know, Maharaj.
There you go.
It's okay, but when one person talks, the other is. So, Shyam Kishore, you're gonna cook for Gaur Purnima?
Yeah, I cook today. I will do a sack for Goranga.
Ah.
For 60 persons, for 60 devotees.
Very nice. Shak in the that song is called Gaur Priya. Gopriya means the most dear to Lord Chaitanya. So that song, like that. Okay, great, great. And you're going to feed your deities today? Hemalataradha? Something special?
Yes, I'm planning on making something sweet for them. Special.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Maharaj, also we organized with two other friends. We practice for a few weeks. Goranga Karuna Koro. So we are going to try to sing it today for the devotees. So let's see how that goes.
With the refrain and everything. Okay.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I'm good at branding, so I'm trying to think of a name for your band. How about the Supremes?
Oh.
Not good. Temptations, that's terrible. I'll think of a good name for your band. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Wonderful class.
Everyone's
happy.
Gaur Purnima. Everybody's joyful. That's nice. Anybody else?
Hey, Krishna Gauranga. It's all Govinda. Thank you for class.
Okay, we'll see you today. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Great. Yeah. Cool. Great. Okay. Good. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much.
I'm very
impressed when you said that it's such emotional excitement to wait for the service. Thank you greatly.
It is. Yeah, very good. I've seen the Russian devotees are very trained like that because there's so many devotees and so few gurus that, you know, they even, there's an overflood like when I'm in Govardhan, you know, some of the Russian devotees, they want to come over, they want to clean my whole house, they want to, you know, they really, yeah, that's great. Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, Tota Gopinath here. Happy Gaur Purnima.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Great.
And yeah,
we'll
Haribol.
A Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. See you later.
Oh, okay. That was a compliment, right? Okay. I'll see you later. See you later. Okay, great. Good. I'm excited for the class. I'm really excited to give the class. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Madhurya Radhika. I'm so sorry. I'm going to miss you today too. You already know what I'm going through, so I'm not feeling my best with all these meds, but I will miss everybody.
You're feeling...
Yeah, the medicines that they put me on have me, I'm like bloated like a whale and I'm like nauseated from, we're trying to grow, your next godchild here with all these medicines. So it's okay. Nauseating.
Let's also, maybe we can touch base tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, I have an appointment with the doctor in the morning. If it's okay, if I can call you afterwards, that should be around like 9 o'clock.
I'll be
okay.
out tomorrow from 12 to 4, after 4.
After okay. 4? Okay, I'll try you then.
Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Elin Gunjan. Thank you for class.
Hey, Gunjan, thank you. I love that necklace, Braj. Your Braj necklace is nice. Hare Krishna. Any point that you remember?
Yes, I also like the point that we taste and then we share this.
Yes, that's our movement. Yes, thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Hi, Kishore, Shirupa. So excited to see you today. One point that you said, I think I have it correct, but I'm not sure. Let me know. You can offer your plight in life as God's mercy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's one of the principles of devotional service.
Love that.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that WhatsApp. What's on it? What I can do? You know, but I'm thinking of maybe doing something once a week or something, or sharing things. Okay, well, it's exciting. Okay,
yeah. Anything else?
Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, I'm going through the list. I see all the nice people there. I'm grateful for everyone that's attending the class. And I don't know, it seems at least 1/3 of you I will see again and more. A lot of people are coming. I got that sense. Okay. Hare Krishna. Panchakopa Trubhyas Chakrabhyas Sindhubhyas Vachapati.